Hey guys, how's it going? Sorry about yesterday. I didn't post anything. It was my mother's birthday, so you know she's not the kind of woman that likes makeup, bags, perfume, clothes, loads of that stuff. So I thought, what can I get her? And now she always likes gardening, especially at this time of the year. You know, she's got lots of big bushes and trees and plants in the garden and ones with crazy names and all sorts of stuff. So I thought I could get her some gardening stuff. But instead, I found out my dad had bought, you know, a little handsaw thingy-ma-bobby for chopping, trimming branches and all sorts of stuff, and secateurs, plant pots, other plants, lots of bits of bobs and that. Can't forget the Ferrero Rocher. So that kind of left me thinking, what can I get her? And I've always quite liked coins. Went through a phase a few years ago, just collecting, you know, 50p's and £2 coins with all different different faces and yada yada, all that sort of stuff. So I thought, you know, I'll just look on the Royal Mint, because my birthday was coming up, and it was came across a Canadian silver coin that was minted and circulated in 1953, and it was a $1 silver coin. It's been verified as genuine, you know, something like 89% silver, and it's for the Queen's coronation. So she was over the moon with that. But I couldn't help but buy myself a coin as well. So both got different coins. But I ended up going out in the gardening, sawing stuff for her, planting stuff with her. I don't know even what the plants were called. Well, I did, well, because I asked her, but I've forgotten. All sorts of stuff. So I spent the day in the garden doing a little bit of work as well. But yeah, it was good. Basically, I just wanted to talk about the funnel that I've been tirelessly sort of building, and that I've you know, weeks worth of time building, that I built a pop-up for, decided to change it. So basically what it was before was a sales page, well, not a sales page, a bridge page, say, with my sales video saying, this is what Russell Brunson's offer, this is my offers, and I'll get into that. I know you're wanting to know. I've been doing it for a long time, so I apologise. I will go into all the origin stories of why I've gone with the offers I have and why I've created them. But first things first, let's get through the whole layout. So then it goes through my offer, which then, you know, originally would link to the affiliate link, but it would be a reverse squeeze page. So essentially, you know, someone goes to the site, they're brought straight to the bridge page with my video, my offer, what the affiliate link is. You know, they'll say, yes, I want this right now, and they'll click on it, put in their email, and then a pop-up will come up, and they put the email address in, and then it will go to the affiliate link where you buy Russell Brunson's offer, and then I'll get that through. When that's verified, you know, a few days later, the bonuses will get, you'll get sent a login, which is part of the funnel, and then there'll be a membership site where you can download everything there. So yeah, that's all built out, mostly. A few tweaks need to be made, but then I decided I'll get rid of the pop-up, because I want to build a list of people I want to serve. And it's easier to get a list if you give something epic away for free, rather than in exchange for an email address, rather than offer everything as a bonus if you purchase the affiliate link. So the reverse squeeze page is essentially, you know, you have the bridge page, then you have the, you know, the bit where you squeeze the email out, a pop-up, and the purpose of that is to, you know, qualify customers, you know, get the customers that you truly are truly, you know, seeking to qualify them. But the idea for me is to get as many people that are like-minded at the moment, you know, and as I develop down the line, you know, find out, you know, who's there to stay, you know, who really wants this entrepreneurial life. I was going to do the reverse squeeze page because, you know, it means the people that go through and buy it are higher qualified and close to the dream customer. But the reason I haven't done that is because I haven't got a huge presence online. So it's like people do not know who we are. So if I'm giving away something epic for free, I can get that. So I built a squeeze page, got rid of the pop-up, put it on the front so you can't see the bridge page until you opt in. So I'm giving away, you know, the funnel that I've been building, that's essentially in time and consulting people and, you know, having my platinum click funnels, asking the questions, how I do this, that, the next thing. You're talking thousands of dollars, $2,000. And I'm going to give the whole thing away for free. You can have it for nothing. So you can just, you know, if you're promoting the OFA, bang your stuff straight in. There you go. Or if you're promoting something else, you know, you can change the colours, change the layout slightly. But the bulk of it's there, you know. So, or just a funnel to add to your arsenal, whatever you want. So, that's the squeeze page. I mean, the amount of times I went, 2 weeks, you know, I was like procrastinating. I couldn't do it. I tried to get people to, you know, off freelancer, but to be honest, I just didn't get a good vibe from the people I was interacting with, and I was like, I just need to get going. And I was just sitting in this circle of death of procrastination, you know, sleepless nights. Oh, it was horrible. I literally couldn't do it. But then it's just like, you know, the whole idea of everyone in the challenge as well. It's just like you can reach out, and I've always had a trouble reaching out to people and asking for help. So it's just, you know, it's a weight off the shoulders. It's not like I want you to do this for me. It's like, where do I begin? It's like, how do I actually get into it? So for me, that was really difficult. And I thought, do you know what? Something epic like that, I've put my heart and soul into, why can't I give it away for free? You know, I'm here to serve you guys. That's what it's all about. So that is going to be offered at the free. And the next episodes, I'm going to go through all my different offers and why I think they're the best. You know, this is the second time I'm going through it because I just want the OFA challenge, because I just want it to be perfect. So the reason anyone creates a, you know, with an affiliate, it's like, oh, they've already got a product, I can't do anything differently, so how am I going to sell it? No, you're still marketing involved. You still make your offers. It's like, as you go through that challenge, what were the follow up problems? Like building a bridge page. That was one of the massive hurdles for me. There's other hurdles there as well. It's still ongoing, and I'm creating products around that. So it's like, you get all this amazing offer from Russell, and you'll get this from me as well. And that's how everything's built around that. So stay tuned. I'm gonna speak more about the whole epicness of the offer tomorrow. I promise you that. See you later.